Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Megan Roth joining us. We're back with Megan in just a moment. Well, neighbors, your Dex Superior Video Livestock Auction Sale coming up this Friday, November 6th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com on the Internet. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, and then the sale itself starts 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 26,000 head this week, 4,000 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves, 2,800 calves on cows, and 1,000 bred stock. For details on when a particular lot may be selling or information about the various lots, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. That is SuperiorLivestock.com. Their phone number for Superior, 800-422-2117, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock, our next auction, November 6th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. We're pretty well past having to deal with heat stress for now as we head into the colder months of the year. But Dr. Megan Roth, animal scientist at Oklahoma State University, says for our part of the country, it's always important to understand how to best manage for heat stress because we know it's going to cycle back around.
So there's a couple different strategies depending on the type of producer. So if you're in a feedlot scenario or have a really closely managed operation, you can use some different types of management interventions, including shade structures, shading waterers, altering your feeding times so that you shift kind of that metabolic load when that animal is producing a lot of heat to the cooler times of the day. If you're in more of a pasture situation with less intensive management, some of the things you may want to be thinking about are related to making sure those animals have access to shade in the form of trees. You can still shade waterers if you're not watering directly out of ponds and other natural structures. And then you can also look at things like hair shedding.
So literally shifting the day part of feeding can have some impact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Terry Mader at the University of Nebraska has done quite a bit of work in feedlot cattle on shifting those feeding times so that that metabolic load occurs for that animal at a different time. Because heat stress is all about the heat coming into that animal from the environment and the heat they produce. And in order to avoid heat stress, we need to make sure that they can dissipate more heat than they're taking in and they're producing.
So that metabolic load that you're referring to is really the digestion process?
Absolutely. So whenever ruminants like cattle take in feed, they basically bring that into the rumen, and it's essentially a big fermentation vat. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's ever fermented anything knows that it produces a lot of heat. So that's one of the things to think about when managing things like heat stress.
Let's talk about water utilization, water efficiencies as well. That kind of gets back to some of the work you're doing right now. You're continuing to look at ways to measure, ways to get your arms around animals that are more thrifty with water utilization.
Yeah, definitely. So there's certainly some management strategies you can utilize with water. I mentioned shading the water, which can actually be a win-win because you sort of meet that animal's water quality or water requirement. And when it's at a lower temperature, they'll actually drink a little bit less. So that helps you conserve on-farm water resources. And then we are doing a research project out at the Willard Sparks Beef Research Center to look at trying to get a better handle on the quantity of water that animals drink and the characteristics that of the individual animal that go into differences in water intake and the use of that water efficiently.
OSU's Dr. Megan Roth. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.